Right now, somewhere on the planet, there is a forest burning. The U.S. gets its fair share of fires, usually in the big pine forests of the West, but those are campfires compared to the near incineration of the Indonesian province of Kalimantan. As NPR's Christopher Joyce reports, scientists now believe that fires there may be responsible for a huge spike in carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, the stuff that causes global warming.
It's doubtful there are two places more unlike each other than industrial Leicester, England, and the peat forests of Kalimantan on the island of Borneo. That's one reason University of Leicester ecologist Susan Page likes to go there.
It's fantastic to be in a forest which has really big tropical forest trees, 40-meter-high tropical forest trees on it, and you're standing on maybe 8, 9, 10 meters of peat. That's quite a strange experience, and which very, very few other people have ever visited or even ever studied.
And a place that's burning up. It's the peat. Kalimantan rainforests are unusual. They sit on 10 to 30 feet of decomposed plant material. It's spongy and wet, too wet to burn, until people log the forest. Then the peat dries out. Someone starts a fire to clear some land, and the ground literally burns under their feet.
The atmospheric conditions are absolutely appalling. The visibility as a result of the smog has been as low as sort of 10 meters, and this is having huge impacts on people's health. Apart from the, you know, the sort of unpleasantness of having, you know, your clothes smell of smoke and your hands black and your feet black and your hair black.
But that's only the half of it. Between 1997 and 1998, the fires apparently had worldwide effects. During that year, huge areas of Kalimantan burned, and El Nino, a change in the Pacific sea surface temperatures, had dried out Southeast Asia. Kalimantan smoldered like a huge cigar. Smoke traveled all the way to Malaysia and the Philippines. Now, where there's smoke, there's carbon, in the form of carbon dioxide. Scientists now say that the 1997-98 period was a record. More carbon from human activity went up into the atmosphere than any year on record. In fact, twice the normal rate. Susan Page wondered how much came from Kalimantan. She studied satellite images and went to the forest to measure peat and calculate how much burned. Writing in this week's issue of the journal Nature, Page now says Indonesian peat fires contributed as much as 40% of the carbon during that banner year, over 2 billion tons worth.
This probably was the biggest event of biomass burning that we've ever witnessed.
Doug Fuller is a geographer at George Washington University in Washington, D.C. He was on the ground in Kalimantan in 1998.
These fires are not like the fires we're familiar with in this country, which tend to rage out of control, burn in the crowns. These are low-temperature fires that tend to smolder at the surface, and you can barely see the flames usually when they're in the forest. You can see puffs of smoke on the horizon. You can hear the crackling of the vegetation.
Fuller reads satellite images of forests and savannas and helps the Indonesian government monitor the fires. Putting them out is beyond Indonesia's abilities. He says there's been a resurgence of logging since the 1998 fires. That exposes more of the underlying peat and creates more fires. In a decade or two, Kalimantan's forests could disappear, replaced by an African-like savanna. That would mean the loss of numerous unique species of plants and animals, such as the last wild orangutans. But there are wider ramifications.
What really affects people's lives is the smoke and the haze. But what's going to affect us over the longer term, potentially, is the warming of the planet's atmosphere as a result of these CO2 emissions.
Atmospheric scientists say the carbon numbers from Kalimantan are rough estimates. Nonetheless, they show that a small part of the planet can have a huge impact on the atmosphere, and will continue to do so. There's another El Nino this year, a mild one, but the fires in Kalimantan have already sprung back to life. Christopher Joyce, NPR News, Washington.